This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Bates Funeral Home, Hormel Foods, Van Wall Equipment, Goulet Heating and Cooling, Craig's Automotive, Southtown Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Marion County Auto Body, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Greg Young Chevrolet in Norwalk, Pella Corporation, McKay Group, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics and Red Rock Clinic in Pella, Mike's Towing, the Pleasantville Clinic, Capital Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, and Norris Automotive.
Why do small-town firefighters and EMTs do what they do? Let's go in depth with Marcy Boyd, Dee Alexander, and Nathan Crozier with Clay Township Fire and Rescue in Tracy. So Marcy, how many people volunteer at the Clay Township Fire Department?
17,
that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Tracy's not a big place. I'm guessing there's only
maybe 200 people.
200 people, maybe 800 in the township, if that.
Maybe.
If we're lucky.
Yep.
All right, and so when did you get your start?
1990. I started in 98.
Okay, Dee, you started in 98. Marcy, 90-something?
2000. It would have been 99 or 2000, because I think I came 2 years after you.
And Nathan, how about you?
I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marcy, why do you do it?
I like to help people. Or I'm crazy.
Nathan?
I just think I have the ability to help people, and I think I'd feel a little selfish not using that to benefit the community. So
that's an interesting angle. Selfish not to use it. You got your talents. Right. You can't just sit there and watch the fire truck or the ambulance go by without wanting to do something.
Exactly.
Dee?
Well, back in 98 when I started, I had young teenagers, one that was starting to drive, and we had just moved back to Clay Township. And so my thought was I wanted to be there for somebody else, to that in case my kids ever needed it, somebody would be there for my kids. So that's kind of where it started, and to copy those guys is just something that I have that I like to give to the community. I always figure I'm paying it back, but maybe I'm paying it forward. Mm-hmm. And hoping that somebody is there for my family when my family needs it.
Well, and there's 14 more people just like that that want to do the same thing in the
yes.
township.
Yes.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Fred's Muffler Shop, Don's Heating and Cooling, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant, CSI Bail Bonds, Westside Muffler and Repair, Indianola Memorial Works, Weinman Insurance, and Winfield Funeral Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Jeremy Dingham & Concrete, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Jim and Susan Hicks, Bredo Pizza in Oskaloosa, American Family Insurance Agent Christy Tarr, Knoxville Police Department, Details Plus Collision Center, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Cementec, McKay Group, and Harold Trailer Sales.
I continued my conversation with Marcy Boyd, Dee Alexander, and Nathan Crozier with Clay Township Fire and Rescue. Where does your funding come from?
It's all tax-based.
And you have a board of trustees?
We do have a board of trustees, yes.
And I'm guessing, or I'm hearing, that that's sort of unusual how Iowa does it and how Marion County does it, that you have this board and they help decide how to spend the money.
Yes.
So that's how it works.
The trustees give the fire department a budget every year.
And then you have to get fire trucks and ambulances and supplies out of it?
Yes. Yep.
Because if we had to rely on, well, I guess it's Pella comes down a lot, Knoxville Township, Knoxville Fire. Mm-hmm. Those are the main ones that come down. Bussey will come,
yes.
Indiana Township.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if you had to rely on the big towns, if somebody has a medical emergency, like if I have a heart attack right now, if you all weren't here, I could be cold to the touch by the time Pella or Knoxville
Correct.
Emergency.
Yes.
Yeah,
Correct.
If nobody was in Bussey. And that's just this, it's a fact of life in rural America, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
It makes it really tough, and we're pretty thankful that we have 5 EMTs.
Yep.
Yes.
So typically, at least one of us is always around to answer the call. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty thankful that we can actually help people here.
Well, and there's other places that don't have that high level of service that's volunteer that... Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, in my job, I go to a lot of fires and wrecks. I don't go to the medical calls. And sometimes in other jurisdictions, there's nobody there that can
right.
respond. Very rarely do I ever hear, I hear everybody asking for help, but very rarely do I hear nobody responding in Clay Township.
Right.
You pretty proud of that?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
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 Definitely.
Definitely.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Garden & Associates, Raceway Tire & Exhaust, Hube's Garage, Manny's Diner, Jersey Freeze, Wagon Wheels West in Grinnell, and the Indianola Community School District. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Kevin Wadley Financial Services, the City of Pleasantville, Beth and Rick at Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Wilson's Corner, Precision Incorporated, Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance, Vanderlinden Services, Norris Asphalt, and Vanderlinden Detailing.
I continued my conversation with Marcy Boyd, Dee Alexander, and Nathan Crozier with Clay Township Fire and Rescue. And so, Nathan, when you first came, what was your impression of this? Fan came on, it's like 0 degrees or something, so it's welcome, but if that's what people are hearing. What did you think, Nathan, when you first came on?
I was pretty shocked at, you know, the number of people that did show up on calls. I had come from some bigger departments where we kind of struggled to get, you know, enough people to get the ambulance out the door. So to have this rural of a service, and, you know, right now I'd say our biggest problem is where does everybody park when we get there, because we have so many people showing up. So
at the firehouse.
Or, yeah, some people
scene.
Will go direct in their own personal vehicle if they don't make a truck. So it's pretty amazing.
I'm like 7-8 miles from the fire department, so almost all the time I go direct. Whether it's up by me, I live just south of the dam, and about 3 miles south of the dam, so I'm always usually the one that goes direct, for sure.
And by going direct, you must have all your gear, your equipment, anything that you need?
At home, yep.
At home. And so, if there's a fire, who's the boss at a fire? Marcy, is that you or is it somebody else?
I'm only the boss for the medical side
of
it. So when I have to rehab firefighters, then I kind of take charge of that. At a fire, if the chief is not there, it's the highest ranking officer.
So that'd be Bryce Lunan?
Yes.
Okay, who couldn't make it today?
Correct.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Harvest Academy, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Van Manen, Seedster, Meyer & Nickel, Ulrich's Meat Market, Stan Drywall at 629-1728, Midwest One Bank in Pella, Treasured Portraits, Pizza Ranch in Indianola, Westview Care Center of Indianola, and Marion County Public Health. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Acura Healthcare of Knoxville, Verduft Agency, Pella Regional Health Center, DeYoung Door Service, Culver's of Pella, the Pella Hy-Vee, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, City of Norwalk Economic Development, and the Pella Police Department.
I continued my conversation with Marcy Boyd, D. Alexander, and Nathan Crozier with the Clay Township Fire and Rescue. But what's interesting to me is, you know, I don't know anything, but I watch at fire scenes, and there was one here last fall, and that there's a lot of thinking going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like on TV where everybody's rushing in. There's a lot of thinking and strategizing, both at a fire, a medical call, mm-hmm. car wreck. And Marcy, I will say you have sort of a commanding presence. It's pretty impressive. Am I wrong? She's in control of an accident scene. I mean, and the deputies, they're just there to help and yes. do what they yep. can to help.
Yep.
So that takes a lot of calm under pressure. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that?
It's just how I'm made. I don't know how I do it. I just size the scene up as soon as we roll up and see what needs to be done, and we just do it.
Mm-hmm. And so, Dee, there's some tough times. I mean, you know a lot of people. You all know a lot of people, but sometimes it could be a friend, a family, a loved one. Is that hard?
Yes and no. I mean, it is hard. I think you don't think about that until after the call, because when you go on that call, you are there to help that patient, the family, you know, that victim. And at the time that you're doing it, I want to say maybe go on automatic pilot type thing. You're doing your training, you're doing what needs to be done, getting them to that hospital or wherever they need to go. And then afterwards, you can stop and think about what happened on that call or who that was. Or and we have a really good support down here that we do hang out at the station and talk about it afterwards if it's been a tough call. Marcy, I, some of the others are good about checking in on everybody after a tough call to make sure that everybody's doing okay. And if we need to get together and talk about it some more.
Is it hard on you, Nathan?
I think there's always challenges, and you know, like kind of like Dee said, we're pretty good at, you know, recognizing that somebody else may be struggling, and we're always there for each other. So we really are like a little family here. And you know, when we're not on a fire scene, we're many times end up in the same places throughout the county. So we're just the same people.
But we're islands. We tend to sort of hold it all inside, don't we, a little bit too much? Midwesterners do that.
Yeah.
But yes, but you have to open your hearts, right, to be able to really process this. And you have to, I mean, do you? Or did some, I bet some people just, they just put it all inside. How do you bring it out of them? Do you try?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I think it helps to sit and talk and be able to say, I remember my first time of, you know, car wreck or a cardiac or, you know, and this is kind of how I felt. And it kind of helps bring them out and saying, well, you know, this is how I'm feeling or whatever. Back in early 2000s, I took the critical incident stress debriefing classes. And so I was on the Marion County team for quite a while. And so we use a lot of that down here too.
So When you go like to Hy-Vee or Fairway or something, and you sometimes see people that you know wouldn't be alive without what you and your team were able to pull off, what's that feel like?
It's awesome. It's awesome to know that you gave somebody a second chance at life, and it worked.
I agree.
I think I agree. There probably isn't a better feeling in the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think many times you kind of have a bond with those people forever. You know, they're many times they'll seek you out if they meet eyes with you, and they're always just so thankful that you were there for them in their hardest times. So.
Well, I'd have to come and just give you a big hug, I think. Do you get any of that?
We do. From the person we've cared for and also from family members.
Yeah.
So this is a good thing to do. This is an important thing to do. This is a great thing to
do. It is.
It is. Can't imagine not doing it.
No.
Thanks to Marcy Boyd, Dee Alexander, and Nathan Crozier for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.